Spencer Hughes coming at you from another beautiful morning in the Lintwoods and Hughes Forest of Mason County, Washington. The South Sound of the Evergreen State. How you doing? How yous doing? I haven't said that in a while. How yous doing? Why haven't I said that in like years? I say it in real life. Why don't I say it on the podcast? Thanks a lot for being here. I appreciate you very, very, very much. Thought I would do a free podcast today, and our conversation's going to be shorter here than it will be on the paid podcast. And I'm going to start doing that. I'm not giving everything away anymore on the free. I just can't do it. Can't do it. You want the meat of me, you're going to have to come and pay like everybody else does. Is that terrible to say? It's a dollar a month. I don't understand where the stress is coming from. God, I saw a bag of potato chips the other day in the store for $9. A bag of potato chips. $1 a month for a podcast that will enrich every aspect of your life. I don't understand where the hesitation is. So I need you to please come on over to the podcast. And I need you to do it today. Patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. Patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. I honestly, this is not any kind of a threat or anything. I don't know how long we can keep the podcast going. I can barely keep the lights on, my friends. Honestly, it's not making any money, so I need to have it start making money. Come join me so it'll be here forever. It's very easy. If everybody listening to my voice right now in 55 countries, 944 cities, were to join the podcast, I could do this full time. That's all it would take. Everybody listening to my voice right now, joining the podcast. Some of you listening may be on the 7-day free trial on Patreon, because I'm going to put it on there as well. And if you are listening, there's dozens of you listening to the free version on Patreon on the 7-day free trial, please just pull the trigger and join already. It's getting silly. Join it today. Dollar a month. Thank you very much. We're going to talk about what today is. Today is the first ever, it looks like the first ever, National Erase Self-Negativity Day. Now, I don't like dating the podcast, and it doesn't have to pertain to today, but as I record this, it is April the 10th. As I upload this, it is April the 10th. And apparently, this is a first this year, National Erase Self-Negativity Day. And it's a day, national day, but a lot of you are international. That's okay. You know, this is just something we're doing here, I guess, and it's the first time we've ever done it. But this is universal. And as you will hear on the paid podcast, I will go deep into how to deal with the toxic effects of negative self-talk, which we're all guilty of at some point. And that's going to be the meat of the Patreon podcast today, the toxic effects of negative self-talk and what to do about it, how to recognize it, what it is, the consequences of it, the damaging effects, how to minimize it, how to try to change that voice around in our heads. So that will be on the longer podcast, available on Patreon. But let's make today a day where we're especially conscious of this, where we try to take steps towards erasing the influence negative self-talk has on our lives. Now, some people think speaking, this is from the National Day calendar, some people think speaking negatively to themselves is a way for them to identify their downfalls or shortcomings and move forward. And even though we might think that, we might believe that negative self-talk is a reasonable and a harmless thing to do, this type of behavior could significantly damage self-esteem over time. And speaking bad things about ourselves, speaking negatively about ourselves, negatively ruminating constantly, is a habit, and it's a very bad one. No one would argue that speaking badly of yourself and all this endless self-negativity in your brain is a good thing. Nobody. It's a very bad habit. The good news is we can begin to erase the habit of negative self-talk And today's the perfect time to do it, if you happen to be listening on National Erase Self-Negativity Day. There's not one person listening to this podcast right now, myself included, that does not have a critical inner voice in them somewhere. Now, of course, the voice in our head can be motivating sometimes. It can encourage us, but likely it's doing more harm than good. I think we're just wired that way. It would be great if we woke up every morning and the voice in our head said, "You're going to do great. This is going to be the best day of your life." And once in a while it does, granted. But most of the time it says, have you paid your bills yet? Oh, the mortgage is due. Ha ha. Oh, what are you going to do now that you didn't get that job you wanted yesterday? What are you going to do now, huh? Have you seen how much money is in your bank account? Blah, 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 blah. That tends to be what the voice says to us. So it can be motivating, but I think it rarely is by default. And many of us easily become trapped in this cycle of endless negativity, right? This negativity loop. One negative thought leading to the next, and that really is what the law of attraction is all about. Like attracts like, even in the realm of thought, and perhaps especially in the realm of thought. And that's how we start snowballing. We start worrying about one thing that leads to worry about another thing and another thing, and next thing you know, we're just a bundle of nerves. We're sitting there crying in a big ball on the floor, and we feel like our lives are completely out of control. And this cycle is very, very bad. It can stop us cold in our tracks from being able to move forward. Does great damage to our confidence. And this negativity, if left unchecked, could potentially lead to all sorts of health issues, including and primarily mental health issues. And according to this piece, we should be aware of the five key types of negative self-talk. Complaining, which is voicing dissatisfaction about something. We all do that a lot, I think. I know I'm guilty of it. And complaining, believe it or not, is a form of negative self-talk. And over time, it's a habit that prevents growth and progress. Complaining becomes less negative when we provide a solution or alternative to the complaint, which we don't always do, right? Next key type of negative self-talk is criticizing. That's pointing out, of course, what we don't like, whether it's about ourselves, someone else, a situation. Criticism is often a negative habit that starts from within, that works its way out into our environment. And rather than criticizing, try framing it as a positive feedback to help yourself learn and grow. Next type of negative self-talk is concern. And that can happen when we feel we're losing control. Creates a spiral of negativity and negative thoughts. The best way to show concern is to present ideas that counteract our negative thoughts. Next is commiserating. That's when we gather with our friends and family to share life experiences, including things that are upsetting to us. And sharing grievances can be therapeutic, but it also opens the door to negative self-talk. By simply adding a few positive remarks to any negative conversation, our mind will create a positive outlook and allow for encouraging responses from others. And finally, the fifth key type of negative self-talk, catastrophizing. That's the negative self-talk that paints a picture of the worst-case scenario, and humans are so good at that. Humans are so good at catastrophizing. We make mountains out of molehills. That's where that expression comes from, catastrophizing. Oh, boy, no, Lord knows, at night, as we're going to bed, that's when the catastrophizing tends to start and keeps us awake with insomnia because our brains are constantly churning these worst-case scenarios. Learning to accept situations for what they are will help us focus on finding a more constructive way to deal with the problem at hand. Self-negativity, all this negative chatter, it's a habit, but it can be changed with work and commitment, and it'll take both. The key to erasing all the self-negativity is through, first of all, being aware of it, and then by making small habit changes. Most of the things in life that we're going through just need small habit changes, not huge sweeping changes. As negative thoughts arise, and they always will, lighten them by reframing your mind with a positive mindset by catching yourself, checking yourself, and erasing the thoughts. So first thing is to identify the negative self-talk. Identify any thoughts you had before the negative thought entered your mind. Identify the thoughts that came after the negative self-talk. And the sooner we catch the negative self-talk, the better chance we have of changing the thought, right? So catch it and then check it. Many times negative self-talk is a result of what we feel, and our emotions can easily shift positive thinking. Ask yourself if the negative self-talk is based on fact or emotion. Most of the things we fear are going to happen never happen. They're based on emotion. We get really irrational with our emotions sometimes. Checking ourselves and slowing down to process information will help us reframe from thinking negatively for that moment. So catching it, checking it, and third step, erasing it. Challenge your negative self-talk by actively facing and then erasing those negative words. And you can do this by, you can do it mentally or physically. And studies have shown that taking the time to physically write down and erase words can create a positive impact. Each time you physically replace the negative with a positive, it has a much greater emotional impact than just thinking about it. There's something magical about writing things. There really is. Whether it's goals, whether it's a vision board, whether whatever it happens to be, writing your worries on a piece of paper and then maybe burning them, right? All these things are therapeutic, but they involve writing. And there's just something magical. When you write something down, it has much more power than when you just think it in your head. You put it to paper, and it just takes on a life of its own. Please come join me on my Patreon today. I really need you over there. Honestly, I don't mean to, like, you know, grovel and beg. It sounds like it, I know, but I really do need you over there. I mean, I'll stop groveling and begging as soon as you come over. How's that? I'm just kidding. I don't want to pound you over the head, but for God's sakes, it's giving the guy a complex. It's $1 a month, and I really, really need you to support your old friend Spencer here on this adventure of ours together. I cannot do it alone. We have to do it together. You'll really love it. You'll really love it. I do like 2 podcasts a month on the free side. You'll get me every day on the paid side, every day. And that includes video content, all sorts of great stuff. And I know you will love it. And you'll kick yourself for not having joined 6 years ago almost. Almost 6 years ago. And you'll have access to the archive. So you'll have access to thousands of pieces of content right away, as soon as you sign up. So thank you very much. Do that. And please visit my wife and daughter's candle company. If you're one of the strange ones that doesn't like candles, I know everyone in your family and most of your friends will love candles. So pass it on to them, will you? But they have a mother-daughter business called Silva House Market, and they make in this very home the best candles I think that you will ever experience. Check them out, SilvaHouseMarket.com. I'm going to give you a promo code to save 10%. I don't just put this out there on social media. This is just for the people who listen to the podcast. Spencer10, SPENCER10. Spencer10 will get you 10% off your order. Please check it out. Check out their website. Follow them on Instagram. Give them a like on their Facebook, Silva House Market. And next time you're looking for a candle, a one-of-a-kind gift, they even make them for baby showers, for weddings, all sorts of things. They can tailor them to pretty much anything you need them to. Huge selection of scents, from relaxing to invigorating, everything in between. Just beautiful, beautiful scents made with care and attention and love in our home in the woods of the Pacific Northwest. You're really going to like them. SilvaHouseMarket.com. And if you're in the Pacific Northwest, as many of you are, we have a lot of listeners in the Pacific Northwest. Please stop by and see them at the Olympia Farmers Market. Currently, and again, I don't like dating the podcast, but we already said it's April 10th as I record this, and they just finished up their first full week again, 4 days a week, not full week, but four-day week, which is the full week for the Olympia Farmers Market. It's the high season. It just kicked off here in April, and it'll go through October. Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, they are there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., along with all the other great vendors, a wonderful food court. You could stop and have lunch. So those of you who listen, we have a lot of listeners in Olympia. We have some in Mason County where we live, and Seattle, all over Washington State, really. Next time you happen to be coming by, and it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday during the high season, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., stop by and at least say hello. And you can smell the candles. They have the samples there at the market every time they're there. So check them out. Sweetgrass is the candle of the month for April. What a wonderful scent. It'll shoot you back to childhood, I think. Thanks a lot for listening. Please come over to the Patreon at patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. I really do need you over there. We got to keep the lights on. We got to keep this podcast going because I think we're doing something very special and very important here. And I hope you agree enough to join the podcast. Thank you very much. And remember, we're going to expand on this topic and talk about the toxic effects of negative self-talk. You do not want to miss it. Much love to you. We'll talk again real soon, but not as soon as we will on Patreon. Hint, hint.